Mothman, the Flatwoods Monster, Civil War Ghosts. For those who enjoy getting a bit spooked, West Virginia is one of the best places to find a Halloween-themed adventure. This weekend's episode of Inside Appalachia features stories about spooky legends and ghost tales. We sent one reporter, a self-proclaimed scaredy cat, to a Halloween-themed light event on the scares, but heavy on the spooky creatures. Brittany Patterson reports from the West Virginia State Wildlife Center in Upshur County in north central West Virginia.
It's the Friday before Halloween, and the parking lot of the West Virginia State Wildlife Center is packed. Hundreds of children and their families have come to the state-run Zoological Center, which houses wildlife, native and introduced to West Virginia, for the 9th annual Spooky Night Tours. I'm here because I love Halloween. Costumes, witches, candy, I love it all. But I hate, and I mean really hate, being scared. And that makes the Spooky Night Tours a good choice for me.
We're just spooky. We're not... We don't do anything really bloody or gory or anything like that.
Judy Channel is the secretary for the State Wildlife Center and organizer of the event.
We are honored to provide a family-friendly Halloween event.
The idea was developed by a former wildlife biologist.
The initial premise was the animals are nocturnal and they're actually kind of more active. And so it was just going to be interesting to walk through the woods with a mountain lion and wolves and black bears and everything. And we just built on it every year.
For the cost of admission, $4 for adults and $2 for kids, visitors can partake in all of the Spooky Night Tours events. That includes taking a hayride through the Wildlife Center. A tractor pulls an open-air trailer with straw bales in the back. It provides a prime view of both the center's creatures and spooky decorations.
Dead bear! Oh my gosh, there's somebody there!
To our right, a mannequin of a park ranger stuck in a manhole.
Maybe the bear got it.
Look at the bear!
Make-believe objects merge with the real-life animal residents who live here at the Wildlife Center. Up ahead, three black bears amble into view. Visitors to the center's Spooky Night Tours can also enter a maze, if they dare. I asked one excited patron, 9-year-old Jaden Straley Smith, what to expect.
Should I be scared?
No!
No, not too scary?
No, not scary at all.
Outside, a cobweb-covered headstone warns visitors, enter at your own risk.
All right, here we go into the maze.
Inside the tarp-covered maze, spooky skeletons hang from the walls, and orange fairy lights cast a ghoulish glow. The kids seem to love it. As promised, not too scary. Adrienne Tucker and her family live about 20 minutes away. They love that the Spooky Night Tour isn't horror-focused.
It's just good, simple fun. Not too scary.
The highlight of the center's Halloween-themed festivities really begins when the sun goes down. This is 9-year-old Brazen Rhodes' third year attending the Spooky Night Tours. This year, he's come prepared.
So tell me about these tools that you have.
Flashlights. I'm gonna shine them in the witch's eyes if they try to jump out at me.
As night falls, excitement mounts. And we're off to see the animals in the dark. The trail has been decorated with different spooky motifs. Mostly funny, including a graveyard and a giant dancing spider. One volunteer actor is dressed as a fortune teller.
You will be very tired when you get to the end of the trail.
But the highlight are the animals.
Oh God, there's animals up here! Yes.
The kids are especially impressed by three mountain lions, one of which is standing right up against the chain link fence. The kids stalk past the huge cats, waving their glow sticks and flashlights.
I just heard a witch.
Next, we come to a stage scene, which is supposed to be Area 51. A crashed UFO is shrouded in green glowing light. To keep the scare factor low, the actors are kids. 11-year-old Gavin Marsh is dressed head to toe in white plastic. He's playing a hazmat worker on cleanup duty. One of his brothers is dressed in a suit. He's playing a government worker. Another brother is dressed as an invisible alien. Even though he's really in plain sight, we're supposed to imagine the government workers can't see him.
How's it going out here?
Great.
Great?
Yeah. Just a little bit hard.
A little bit
hard?
We
gotta act like we don't see him. We're just staring at little strings tied to a tree.
In the darkness and the glowing shadows, their sense of imagination is a little contagious. As we walk on, I feel the spooky settling into my bones. And while none of the actors jump out or grab people, that doesn't mean that some of them aren't a little creepy.
Oh, no!
During one particularly dark stretch of trail, one actor, face painted white like an evil clown, clicks on his flashlight and says, "Boo."
Scaring the crap out of them.
Oh God, you're so scary.
At the end of the tour, I meet up with Brazen Rhodes and his family. Turns out Brazen also fell victim to the scary clown guy.
Was there anything that was scary?
Tell the truth, because it was. There
Except
was a few parts.
That one guy that jumped out.
Yeah. But besides that, did you have fun?
Yeah.
Trip organizer Crystal Bevins was impressed.
Very exciting. Very good. Very, very nice decorations. Yes. We had a good time as always. It's very worth the trip to come to it if you've never been.
As for me, well, I survived and I had a good time. For Inside Appalachia, I'm Brittany Patterson at the West Virginia State Wildlife Center.